Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Friday. Greg Likens, pleased to be joined in studio by Peter King from the MMQB.com. You can also see him on NBC's Football Night in America. Peter, how you doing?
Greg, it's great to be here. I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah, good to see you. And I know you're on this busy training camp tour, traversing the country in an RV. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going really good until Flowery Branch, Georgia, when the generator went out. So we went from we spent about 6 hours on a 90-degree day with no air conditioning. That was really a good time. And let me tell you something. Four guys on an RV in Georgia, blazing sun. It gets a little gamey, and it gets a little bit sweaty. So it's like family vacation when you were 7 years old, at least for me, in pre-air conditioning days, driving seven people in the car, everybody screaming, when are we going to get there, and blah, blah, blah. But otherwise, life has been good on the RV, and we've seen this is our 11th team, the Dolphins. And what's so interesting, and the reason why it's so great, is that you know, you learn so much that you could never learn, like either on the phone or just reading the internet or something. You know, actually going out and pressing the flesh. And I'm ashamed to say until today, I never met Dennis Hickey. And for somebody in my job, that's not good, and which is on me. But had a good conversation with him, good conversation with Joe Philbin, talked to some players. Everywhere I go, I like to get to know somebody new. Got to know Brent Grimes here a little bit. So it was fun. It was a good trip here.
Okay. And so specifically with Dennis Hickey and Joe Philbin, then what were your biggest takeaways from talking to them as they're approaching a new season here?
You know, I think Dennis Hickey has really done everything he could to try to foster this kind of community together, you know, togetherness spirit inside the organization. And, you know, from talking to people, they feel it. So, and again, none of it matters if you go 6-10, but you know, the early reviews on him internally are positive. And I always like a general manager who in the draft makes a double take pick and absolutely loves the pick, has no problem defending it. And, you know, he picks this guy from Tennessee who, you know, until a week before the draft, I never heard of this guy until Armando Salguero tweeted it out that I think the Dolphins are going to pick Juwan James of Tennessee. And and then, you know, he picked him. And so, but I like that in a general manager, picking a guy who he has a real belief in. And then I think, you know, with Joe Philbin, I think his whole off season and, you know, in the wake of the disaster last year, it all has been about improving communication and, you know, making sure that nothing gets left unsaid. That would be my takeaway for my time with Joe.
Peter King joining us here on the Finsiders from the MMQB.com, also NBC's Football Night in America. Peter, Ryan Tannehill is one of the main topics of conversation down here, entering his third year at the quarterback position. High hopes locally in South Florida and from the Dolphins fans. What's the perception nationally about him and his development?
I think they should have high hopes. I think he's got a chance to be an above average to very good quarterback in this league for a long time. Specifically this year, you're asking a lot from Ryan Tannehill. You're asking a lot from the offense. On opening day, there would be five new starters on the offensive line. On opening day, there would be a new offense. On opening day, you will be transitioning from the sort of safer offense of Joe Philbin to the let's take our shots offense, you know, of Bill Lazor, and that's fine. But I walk away from here thinking to myself, people need to have a long view of this team this season. They get skunked the first week. They start 1-3 or something like that. Season's not over. The defense is too good, particularly if Delmas and Cortland Finnegan can stay healthy, which is no lock, obviously. But I do think that when I look at this team, I think that how fast the offense adjusts to this new world, that's going to tell the tale of their season this year.
You mentioned the defense being really, really solid. Where would you put them? Not necessarily give a ranking, but when you look at the from the defensive side of the ball, how good is can this team be?
You know, I think they should be a top 10 defense, you know, if the secondary holds up. And that's a big if. But, you know, Cameron Wake, to me, is one of my three favorite pass rushers in the league. Thing I love about him, and I told him this today, I said, the thing I really like about you is that you have a true appreciation of your life, of the fact that you almost didn't have this life, of that 8 years ago, you're just working out in a gym, just praying somebody will give you a chance. And he made something of himself. And that's why I think it's very, very easy to root for Cam Wake. But I think they have, I mean, obviously some of the questions, you know, Koamisi now, you know, kind of in the middle you know, he's got to make sure that he is as stout as some of the best Mike linebackers in the league. But I'm bullish on their defense. I think they got a good one.
Peter King from the MMQB.com and, of course, NBC's Football Night in America joining us here on the Finsiders. And, Peter, when you look around the AFC East, obviously the Patriots have won the division 11 out of the last 13 years. Is there a team, whether it's the Dolphins, Jets, or Bills, that you think has a chance to dethrone them this season?
No, I don't. And I think if anybody does, if you were to tell me right now that E.J. Manuel was going to take a huge step forward, I would say that Buffalo would be the second-best team in the division. But right now, I don't really see that. I think the Jets are always going to play good defense. But I think the best all-around team after New England is Miami. And, you know, so much depends on that. You know, how fast the offensive line comes around, how fast they mature on offense in general. But I just don't think any of these teams right now is in league with New England.
I'm curious, as you're traveling across all these training camps, this is something you has become kind of an annual tradition for you. Has there been a story or a team that surprised you up to this point? You said you're now at 11 teams that you've visited.
I was very pleasantly surprised in Tampa. I think Tampa Bay has a real chance to be one of those worst-to-first stories. Now, not that it would show up in that division. When I say they have a real chance to be one of those stories, it's impossible for me to see them beating New Orleans. But I could see them finishing second in that division. And again, we get sucked in at training camp every year because at training camp, everybody's excited, everybody's optimistic. A lot of times you're playing against air. But I saw Josh McCown have a fantastic day throwing the football. Incredibly accurate downfield and intermediate. He just, I said to him after practice, man, if you play like you threw today, this team's going to be good. Because imagine, you got Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans, 2 6'5" guys. You draft a tight end, Austin Seferian Jenkins from Washington, also 6'5". Imagine you're throwing to, you know, in your regular offense, you know, say you're, because Lovie Smith's going to run some two back. Say those are your three receiving weapons in there, and then maybe you got a slot. Their slot receiver could be Chris Owusu, the former Stanford kid, who's 6'2". So, I mean, they have got a big receiving core. They're going to have huge mismatches. And if he can stay upright, if his line protects him, and they have big guard problems in Tampa, but they were better than I thought they were.
Well, Peter, really appreciate the time taking it to join us here on the Finsiders, and I wish you safe travels through the rest of your tour.
Thank you. Let's just hope we don't die somewhere in the roads of America. It'd be a heck of an obit.